Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some summertime toxins that you're going to want to avoid, and we're going to show you how. Also, we may touch base on that ancient manuscript. We didn't finish it all the other day. And we have some other things like antioxidants, fleas, cancer topics we can dump into as time allows, and of course a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, Big Salute and Semper Fi are righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them all up in prayer, all of America up in prayer. I'm praying for righteous leadership. I'm praying for the Lord's hand to be on America. You know, there's this prayer of Jabez in the Old Testament that says, Lord, may you be with me and broaden my way, and may your hand be with me and keep evil from me, that it not grieve me. Be with America. And we clean up what we have. because we do. We have a big problem. And to take care of it in a spiritual way, only that God can do. And, you know, so we all can say with confidence, God bless America. And seek the Lord's face and mind the time, because it really grows short, and you'll never, ever regret spending time in prayer with God. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, a lot of manufacturers are finding out people don't want GMOs, and guess what? They're voting with their wallets, right? Food manufacturers are turning to cleaner, non-GMO benefits of sunflower oil, because it's void of trans fats, another plus for good health. But they're learning that, you know, people are recognizing that there's a lot of research that say GMOs kind of wreck your health, basically. Studies have proven they damage the blood, destroy the reproductive organs, and create cellular damage. So people are just reading labels. Now, Rick Robbins, he's the general manager of Colorado Mills Sunflower Oil. He agrees that there's a big trend. There's a shift towards this boom in replacing a lot of those GMO oils with healthy sunflower. So Frito-Lay and Kettle Chips, they're all using sunflower oil in their products. He says a lot of distributors for restaurants and bakeries and snack food manufacturers are going to the healthier oils, the non-GMO oils. He says that there's this shift away from the GMO soybean and canola oils. They've been the prominent oils in a lot of snacks and foods, but there's been this major drop in demand because consumers, they're being vocal about what they want. Well, yeah, they're like not buying it, right? Literally, they're not buying it. Okay, moving along in the quack report. Here's a study. Where's this survey? It was a new survey. Goodness, it was funded by a laundry detergent company. They say that children are spending less time outdoors playing compared to prisoners in high security prisons. In 2014, there was this article that was published in the Nature Play SA, a nonprofit that's devoted to, you know, outside playtime. They reported 87% of Australian children spend more time playing indoors than outdoors. They questioned over 12,000 parents of children between the ages of 5 to 12, 10 different countries. This went through a survey. Although parents recognize there's a great value and importance to play, there's a variety of factors that come into the mix. They say lack of time, lack of safe places to play, and there's also time spent on scheduled activities. So kids are spending less time outside. Prisoners at high security facilities are allowed 1 to 2 hours outside, while most children don't even come close to an hour. According to this study, almost a third of the children in the UK play outside for just 30 minutes or less, and 1 in 5 don't go outdoors at all. All right, last but not least in the quack report, new study on aging, dementia, Alzheimer's. They say by some estimates, global incidence of dementia is going to triple in the next 35 years. So this new study that was published in March in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, they said that regular exercise, whether it's walking, cycling, swimming, dancing, gardening, reduces your risk of Alzheimer's. Yeah, research at the University of California, Los Angeles, and other institutions analyzed this data that was processed by the Cardiovascular Health Study. They had all this data from starting in 1989, and they evaluated about 6,000 older men and women. These men completed medical and cognitive tests. They filled out questionnaires about their lives and their physical activity. They got MRIs, scans of their brains. So looking at 10 years of data from these participants that were 65 years of age and older, the scans showed that the top part, I guess, a cumulative part of the group, the more active they were, the more gray matter they had in their brain. So they say the more gray matter you have, you have more neurons, it equals greater brain health. So those who were more physically active increased their brain matter over a five-year period from when they started, noticeable increases in the volume of the parts of their brains where they didn't have it before. So people have more gray matter, correlates with being more physically active, and you reduce your risk of having dementia, memory decline, Alzheimer's by 50%, according to the study. So get out there, walk, jog, cycle, garden, ballroom dancing, whatever burns those calories in recreational pursuits is going to protect your noodle. Go for it. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about some summertime toxins. It's just around the corner. I don't know where you are, but here in North Carolina today, it was kind of breezy, sunny, but a little on the chilly side. Reminded me of March weather, really. But, you know, summertime is coming up fast, and it's a time for, you know, shedding off those winter blues, you know, also shedding those extra pounds we picked up around the holidays, and all, you know, getting outdoors more because we were indoors most of the time in the winter because of the harsh weather. So with the warmer weather, we expose more skin, and we become more vulnerable to pests, poisonous plants, and sunburn. And pets also have, you know, health challenges depending on what care products their owners are using on them as well. So we're going to take a look how we can limit our risk of exposure and resolve some issues without a lot of toxic products. First, let's talk about the sunscreen. Of course, that vitamin D we get from the sun is awesome. But sunscreen is a big seller for sun protection. And sunshine really provides us that natural vitamin D that we can't do without. But also, we're exposed to those light waves that's not so healthy for our skin. So what do? We slather on the sunscreen to protect our body, our body's largest organ, the skin. However, research is pointing to chemicals in the sunscreen products that, you know, show up in your urine, influence your estrogen hormones, and increase your risk of cancer. So according to Dr. Joseph McCullough and the Echo Wellness Conference, if you are going to use sunscreen protection, they say avoid expired products and avoid the spray-on sunscreen, which is really loaded with more toxic chemicals. So products, they say, with aloe vera in them and other herb sunscreens offer protection if you apply them often and have lower toxicity. So if you suffer, let's say, a skin injury, let's say you get sunburn, gels with the lidocaine help reduce that burn pain, make you feel more comfortable. So herbs for pain also to rebuild the skin cells to speed that regeneration of the skin. And also reduce inflammation. I like to use the willow bark and the meadow sweet, and then the plant-based calcium herbs to regenerate that skin real quickly. So things like lobelia, oat straw, comfrey, and horsetail are excellent. So I use those internally in an extract form. So if you're looking for the pain and anti-inflammatory and the calcium plant-based extracts for cell regeneration of the skin, check out the powerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. Also, the bugs are a problem, and a lot of people look for those bug repellents loaded with chemicals. So there are many organic bug repellents people actually can use, including those that contain eucalyptus, cedarwood, citronella, pennyroyal, rue, and pets can also benefit from these herbs to keep the fleas and ticks away. So these herbs make excellent repellents. They won't poison your pet or irritate their skin when you apply them correctly. So you want to check that out. Apothecary Herbs has the natural pet collars and shampoo for your pets with all those ingredients, and they're just awesome to have. Now the sundry items, okay? Hot weather, guess that. That means that we sweat more. So sweating is the body's natural way of removing toxins and cooling the body. So when we use antiperspirants, we can store more toxins in the body and inflame our glands. So instead, you might want to use some natural crystal salts for a natural deodorant, protecting your underarm glands from toxic chemicals, you know, from all that stuff that's in the over-the-counter products. So you want to check out the Crystalux push-up sticks and sprays at Apothecary Herbs. These items offer what is essentially a cleanse for your underarm area. Also, be sure the sundry items that you use have no talc powder ingredients, as research from Brigham and the Women's Hospital in the U.S., along with the U.S. National Institutes of Health and Medical Research Program, have revealed that talc can increase your risk to getting cancer. The results were published in the 2015 Journal of Epidemiology. Johnson & Johnson just lost a recent lawsuit of $72 million, which they'll probably appeal, with regard to a customer who died of ovarian cancer after a long-term use of their talc product. Manufacturers using talc will most likely need to remove the ingredient from their products or include a warning on their labels informing consumers that due to epidemiological studies noted in the Scientist publication and the Journal of Epidemiology, talc can increase the risk of some cancers by 30 to 40%. And some studies on talc show that it creates psychotoxicity, which is toxins to the cells similar to venom. And it also an apoptosis, which is a cell destruction, which fragments the cell DNA. Now, in 2010, the World Health Organization and the International Agency for Research on Cancer stated that the use of talc-based body powder is carcinogenic to humans. So why is talc so toxic? You know, baby powder, everybody, you know, puts that on their kid's bottom, or you'll put it on your feet so you can slide your sandals on. I mean, what the heck? What happened to talc? Well, according to the American Cancer Society, most talc contains asbestos. Asbestos was removed from home building products in the 1970s, but seems to have remained in body powder. What's up with that? All right, let's look at plant poisons. We got summertime plants that can really cause us to have problems. According to the American Skin Association, 85% of Americans are allergic to poisonous ivy, sumac, and oak, and out of that percentage, about 15% are extremely allergic. So this summer, they expect 50 million Americans to be affected by these poisonous plants. So the poison ivy, sumac, and oak, these plants grow anywhere in the United States, from Alaska to Hawaii, from Nevada to Vermont. So it is such a prevalent species of plants that we should expect it to be growing nearby. Okay, just plan on it. Now, keep in mind, not all these poisonous plants will have the three leaves that we've been instructed to look for. Appearances can differ from these plants. They can have three leaves, five, seven, or even nine leaves, depending on their location. And not all of them grow like vines. Some will grow more like a shrub. So what makes the plants avoidable are the oils in them called urucil. And this is a sticky, colorless, odorless substance that it spreads pretty easily. And if you come in contact with it, you have a window of about 15 minutes to strip down and wash. Everything that you're wearing, down to your shoes and shoelaces, has to be washed to avoid the acute dermatitis. We also have to be careful that our pets don't come in contact with these plants and then transport the sap onto furniture and other objects, contaminating them with the oils. Now, normally, an outbreak of acute dermatitis from these plants can last 2 weeks without any complications. And most people will use the topical protocol of, you know, cool showers, bathing with oatmeal soap and baking soda, maybe apply some chamomile lotion and cortisone medications for relief from the blisters and itching. But another option used by the Native American Indians is to use herbs to draw out and neutralize the oils, to keep it from spreading, and to get rid of the itching. So the herbs will also dry up the rash so it's not oozing. skin poultice is what I call it, and you'll find that at Apothecary Herbs as well. So this summertime, you can avoid a lot of discomfort by applying some common sense and having a few organic items on hand. Now, if you get an attack of the sunburn, you might want to check out the pain and anti-inflammatory formulas with the willow bark and meadowsweet in them, as well as their calcium plant-based formula to help rebuild that skin fast. And both of them you'll find at thepowerherbs.com. Now, their honey oatmeal soap is also great to have. It'll help lock in moisture in the skin without stripping away the natural oils. It's also a great soap to have if you get the poison ivy, oak, or sumac. So you'll find that at thepowerherbs.com. Also, protect your pets this summer from the parasites with the natural eucalyptus flea and tick collars and shampoo. Very gentle, non-toxic, and effective. Also, avoid that toxic chemicals that you find in talc and heavy metals that you find in antiperspirants and deodorants. Use their natural mineral salt products called Crystalux. They're available in a solid push-up stick and spray. And by the way, the solid push-up sticks last 1 to 2 years. You'll save a ton of money on sundry items. And don't forget to pick up a packet of that skin poultice for acute dermatitis from poisonous plants. And the skin poultice is really effective at resolving poisonous bites, such as bee stings, spider bites, even those mystery bug bites. And if you live in areas where there are snakes, you'll want to have their handy snake bite kit, which they have one for pets, too, because, you know, dogs, they like to kind of mess up their face or whatever with a snake and biting them. So one snake bite, by the way, can produce a six-figure hospital bill. Hope you know. So you might want to have a kit on hand. So call Apothecary Herbs and get ready for summer. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, international 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And lucky for you, they are in the middle of their 15% off summer, spring allergy, whatever, special. So they have some allergy formulas, too, if you don't like the pollen. You like the honeybees make, but not the pollen, right? So 15% off orders of $50 or more. The code is AL for allergies, so AL16. Just plug that into your shopping cart. The code is on the homepage if you forget, or just use it over the phone. And it's not just allergy formulas you can save 15% on. It's everything. So just go ahead and stock up and save and get ready for summer. Toll-free number again is 866-229-3663, and thepowerherbs.com is where you want to shop online. If you're on the website, do put in your shopping cart one of those free newsletters that they have under the newsletters tab, and more empowering information will go out to your email each and every week, thepowerherbs.com. That's what it's about, putting the power back in your hands, see? It's just incredible how people feel when they can resolve such big problems, everyday health problems. And they feel just incredible that they could do that. Oh, yeah, herbs, the world's best-kept secret. All right, we got a few minutes before our break. And, you know, kind of last time we touched on some of the ancient manuscript, University of Manchester in England. They found this 1,000-year-old book they thought was a Cimmerian hemel. And what it was sheepskin that was animal hide that was used over again. And what it was a Roman physician by the name of Galen had a recipe book on how to use and mix herbs for different things. So it was kind of like, a huge find for natural health, that was written in 200 A.D. So you can kind of get a glimpse of what they did in a long time of Jesus when it come to things like that. Now, researchers using digitalized technology helped them uncover these writings of Galen. And on the ancient animal skin page, the copy of the book was titled Mixtures and Powers of Simple Drugs. So experts are hoping that this writing will be fully translated and give them more insights into the medical science from the ancient world of Greece, Rome, and the Middle East. So a lot of this research is ongoing regarding this book. And the ancient form of recycling books was, you know, to write over things. Very common to write over old manuscripts because, you know, it was so expensive to get writing instruments and materials. In Galen's case, his medicinal text was covered with this hymnal, a siren hymnal around 1000 AD. So about 800 years later, they just took his writings and said, hey, we don't need this, and we'll just put a hymnal on top. So, you know, they pretty much threw away Galen's work when they did that. Unfortunately, with technology now, we can see his writing come up from beneath the page and see what he was talking about. The university is using digital photography in different light forms on a computer with different algorithms to help lift the words that Galen used on the parchment and bring his work back to life. So the work called Simple Drugs may be a summation of thousands of years of ancient medicines. It describes plants, it describes roots, it has a lot of detail, listings of plant parts to use. I mean, there was stuff in there, according to the research, how to cure sore throat, gas or flatulence, infertility in men. I mean, I guess they had ED back then as well, see. And this is just an incredible find, Simple Drugs. Yeah, I mean, I've been saying it for years. God didn't expect us to need a pharmaceutical industry to be, you know, healthy. Simple herbs can help us out. Now, on one text, one page, they discovered this one manuscript they discovered on this page is just one set of 11 books in a series that Galen wrote. So this is just like the tip of the iceberg. There's 11 other books. It's like a set of 12 Galen wrote, but where they are, who could say? So they see this writing that Galen had created this bridge of medicinal knowledge that came from ancient Rome and ancient Greece and the Islamic world. So it was like an accumulation of blended knowledge over hundreds, if not thousands of years. So they're restoring his writing called Simple Drugs. It's going to take several years. It's going to cost $1.5 million. And there's grant money coming from the UK Art and Humanitarian Research Council. And there's a team that are now trying to track down some of the other manuscripts. They think that they may be on mission manuscripts in several countries and also in museums and maybe even in private collections. So they're trying to track down the other volumes. And goodness, if they ever get them, can you imagine the wealth of knowledge that would be in there? So, and you know, this translation could have gone through a lot of different translation and a lot of changes. So how accurate it's going to be, anybody's guess. Because ancient scribes tend to remove parts they didn't think is important, add information that they think is new knowledge, so it may not all be the work of Galen there. So they hope to compare the original recycled book to the British copy that they found and see what the differences are and go from there. So 2,000 years ago, scientific medicine. Well, it had to start somewhere. Right? It has to start somewhere. And it starts with a philosophy. It starts with a hypothesis. That's where it starts. 1,000 years ago from now, medical procedures could be very different than what we have today. Very different. Although we do have some surgical procedures on reconstructing certain body parts that the physicians for the Roman gladiators did, and they're still being performed today. So go figure, right? So full circle, that's where we're coming, full circle. Herbs are here for the service of man. God got that right. Of course he did. The master creator and chemist, he knows more than anybody will know. I got to take a break. More on the other side. I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Never asked who makes money.
stepping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right. Frank. All right, something a little bouncy there. Get the, you know, blood circulating. That's cool. All right, we're going to jump on this stomach cancer topic here. And you don't hear much about stomach cancer, really, or bladder cancer, right? I mean, if you're having an incontinence issue and nothing's working, and then you take dandelion root and you feel much better, guess what? I suspect that's a bladder cancer issue if dandelion's helping you out. But let's talk about stomach cancer. It's not really in the news that often, but those who do get diagnosed with it have a real challenge on their hands. There are some famous people who've died from the disease, like John Wayne in 1979, Napoleon Bonaparte, who said he also died from stomach cancer in 1821. However, new evidence may be showing that his private wine collection was poisoned with arsenic, suggesting he may have been poisoned instead. Other famous people who have died are the poet James Baldwin in 1987, the lawyer Patrick Henry in 1799, Mr. Fred Rogers in 2003, and film producer John Ford, as well as clothes designer Liz Claiborne in 2007. Now, if you're a Trekkie, DeForest Kelly from Star Trek, he died of stomach cancer in 1999, and also TV director Sidney Pollack in 2008 had the same problem. So we have like 76,000 Americans living with this stomach cancer diagnosis right now, and if they follow their doctor's advice, less than 30% of them will survive within 5 years. So let's look at the statistics and the risk. According to the American Cancer Society, about 24,590 men and women are going to get the diagnosis of a stomach cancer problem this year. More men than women get the disease, and usually it occurs later in life, like after 65, with the average age being about 69. So the average age at death from stomach cancer is 72. The risk that we take getting stomach cancer is 1 in 111. So this particular disease is higher in certain ethnic groups such as Hispanics, Blacks, and Asians. And patients who have a precursor condition of stomach ulcers and have them treated with surgery, like stomach resection, they increase their risk of getting stomach cancer. So for some reason, people with blood types A are at a greater risk of getting this disease. And if the family tree has cancer in it, or if there are conditions such as stomach polyps, well, the risk increases. And apparently, where you live may be a factor. According to the American Cancer Society, your risk can increase depending on where you live. If you live in a less developed country, we're told the risk is higher. Now, statistically, the risk of getting stomach cancer increases in these regions: Japan, China, South or Eastern Europe, and South and Central America. So we find less stomach cancer in Northern and Western Africa, South Central Asia, and North America. And where you work? Well, the American Cancer Society also has made a connection between an increased incidence in stomach cancer and the type of occupation the patients have. For instance, the risk is higher of getting stomach cancer if you work in the following industries: coal, metal, and rubber. Probably a lot of toxins, probably the reason. So let's say, what happens if you're infected with cancer? Well, you're told that stomach cancer stems from a bacterial infection. They call it Helicobacter pylori H, or pylon. People who eat a diet that's rich in smoked meats, salty fish, and pickled vegetables are going to create an environment where this bacteria can really thrive. Tobacco use can also increase the risk, as well as being overweight. So having stomach cancer can actually lead to a secondary conditions like anemia. Changes in the stomach lining can also occur, and it's called Menetrier disease. So how does it get started? Well, the stomach wall is comprised of three layers of tissue. There's the mucosal innermost layer, the mucosal lacerus middle layer, and the sarcosal outer layer. And stomach cancer attacks the innermost mucosal layer, and it likes to spread to the other layers. So modern medicine thinks it knows what it would mean for these cells of the stomach lining to develop these cancer cells. So in some cases, they say their patients experience conditions like gastritis, and the glands of the stomach are reduced or they become eliminated, and this could be, you know, one of the instigating factors to developing the disease. Inflammation, they know, plays a role, and it makes the immune system more reactive, and it could lead, they say, to an autoimmune situation complication. And some research is suggesting that some subtypes of the bacteria can chemically react to certain foods, causing a mutation in the DNA of the stomach cells. So a lot of research on this, and they've noticed that some foods, like fruits and vegetables that have lots of antioxidants, are natural preventatives for stomach cancer. It blocks the cell mutation. So that just tells me people that are prone to stomach cancer probably meat and potatoes, don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. So diet's really the key if you want to avoid this. And you probably noticed that stomach cancer starts in those inner layers. This suggests that it's a topical contact infection, but it could possibly be system-wide infection. So there is a lack of proper nutrition. You get a malnourished system. It breaks down. The foods can block or reverse this condition, and it should be a diet that's daily, and it's rich in servings of fruits and vegetables. So protecting that pH is also going to be a plus in the digestive system. Goes a long way at protecting your stomach lining, the cells, and the integrity of your DNA. And your fruits and vegetables help you balance that pH. A lot of people think, well, fruits are too acidic, but they do have an alkalizing effect when they're being digested. So your fruits and vegetables will do that if you get 80% of the diet that's going to be saturated with these organic fruits and vegetables. So the raw foods are required. Cooking reduces or changes the organic matter to your organic foods. Nuts, seeds, whole grains, and legumes will also help protect that pH and provide nutrients, antioxidants, and some natural vitamin E. So, you know, load up that plate with some raw fruits and vegetables. So here's the veggie list. If I had stomach cancer, this is what I'd be doing. Asparagus, sprouts, beets, bell peppers, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, celery, collard greens, cucumbers, eggplant, kale, kelp, lots of seaweed, mustard greens, onions, parsley, radishes, squash, tomatoes, spinach, and yams. And according to cancer research, all these foods help detoxify because they have indoles, sulforaphane, and isocyanate compounds to reverse the cancer. Here's the fruit list. All your berries, apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, currants, dates, figs, grapefruit, grapes, kiwi, lemon, limes, mangoes, melons, olives, oranges, peaches, pears, pineapple, and raisins. So if I had to, you know, keep going, I'd add my herb list, see? And herbs are great. You want to include ginger, horseradish, fennel, gentian root, dandelion root, alfalfa, spirulina, rosemary, green tea, garlic, and cayenne with the capsaicin. All these nutrients in these herbs help balance your pH, neutralize your carcinogens, and also neutralize any tumor growth while protecting your cell DNA from further damage, keeps it from spreading. So willow bark and meadow sweet also will help reduce inflammation and make you more comfortable, takes the edge off pain. So that's an awesome thing to have. God's herbs are good. They're here for the service of man. This is what he gave you, power. There's power in your green leafy fruits and vegetables and also your herbs. So I want to take a moment to have a spotlight I want to shine on a couple of things. So if I took a moment to talk about some major herbs, I think I want to take and talk about some herbs to help digestive issues. A lot of research is suggesting that stomach cancer has spiked around the 1970s. And prior to the 70s, people would have a drink with, it was called a vermouth. Remember this? And they would have this drink of vermouth 30 minutes before they ate the evening meal. So the vermouth helped to prepare the stomach with digestive enzymes to improve digestion and prevent overeating, and you were able to extract more nutrition out of your food. So vermouth is made from gentian root, and it's been a superb digestive aid for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. So gentian root has these bitter alkaloids which strengthen the digestive system. The root itself is able to store vast amounts of oxygen, which influences the bitterness of the root, and it gives the herb this powerful action. So for hundreds of years, gentian root has been known as a revitalizing herb. Its ability to strengthen and revitalize, especially the stomach and digestive system. Patients that were weak and exhausted from a long illness would find this to be very helpful, along with the ginsengs, you know, giving them stamina and strength. So research is saying gentian root also tones the liver, which is a plus. And so just imagine what you can do when you add dandelion root to your natural cancer fighting ability and dandelion to your gentian root to reverse your stomach cancer issue. Yep, there you go. So weak systems, people with low stamina, patients have long illnesses. They have trouble recovering. They're weaker. When you add toxic drugs and radiation and chemotherapy to these folks, it's all too weakening for the system. So these therapies, although legal, popular, and expensive, are really symptom reduction treatments. They are to put your symptoms in remission, which means a lessening of symptoms, doesn't mean cure of disease. And people have lost really faith in the body's ability to regenerate and heal itself when they turn to those types of things. So, however, in order to do that, what the body must, it has to have powerful nutrition, has to have enzymes, the building block of repair and regeneration. So, you know, power up those organic foods, power up those herbal power herbs out there, I call them, and take the power back. Yeah, you'll have building blocks of nutrition. It helps a sick body the ability to repair and eliminate disease. You know, your body knows how to heal itself. It just has to have the resources to do it. So I don't know why people just don't do that. Give it resources. Now, the medical definition of a cure is to restore the patient back to his or her original health state. So if I had stomach cancer, I would use gentian root, dandelion root, willow bark, meadowsweet, ginger, horseradish, onion, garlic, fennel seed, peppermint, spirulina, and alfalfa at a minimum. And you'll find all those at the powerherbs.com website. Definitely. All of it's there. Ask for a free product catalog because it's all about empowering you. Herbal solutions for everyday problems. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. There you go. All right, we got a few minutes. And since we were talking about some summertime toxins, and we kind of included our fairy friends with, you know, the fleas and ticks that are, you know, about to invade our furry friends, I thought we'd talk more about the fleas here for a minute. A lot of people in lots of different parts of the United States say, and also overseas, they're saying that fleas are a real problem. They've almost exploded. Lots of areas of the U.S., southeastern states, San Diego, California, parts of Connecticut, Pennsylvania, having fleas already. Now, Dr. Michael Dryden, he's a professor of veterinarian parasitology at Kansas State University. He's also known as Dr. Flea. That's his nickname. He says vets doubt the efficiency of flea treatments because they are not working as well as they did 15 years ago. Dr. Christine Kane, professor of dermatology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine, said that flea outbreaks can occur on pets being treated with fleas. So we're told as more warm, rainy days set in, as we move into spring and summer, we're going to see a big flea boom. Now, fleas multiply quickly, and health experts in major cities are concerned about a plague outbreak, you know, almost like bubonic. So the rock squirrel flea is the primary vector for bubonic plague in Colorado. The song Ring Around the Rosie, known as a nursery rhyme, has a history going back to the 1700s that may have originated during the Black Plague. Depending on the plague bacteria, the skin can have a red discoloring to it, Ring Around the Rosie. So worldwide, there are more than 1,800 different species of fleas. And according to buginfo.com, the largest species of flea prefers mountain beavers and is a 1/3 inch long. Oh, can you imagine? So that's a big flea. I'm glad that parasites like mountain animals instead of domesticated ones have that, right? So if you live in Colorado, you want to be aware of the state. It houses about 80 different flea species there, and more than any other state, Colorado is the flea state for sure. Colorado also has the flea that likes to bite humans, even though they are found usually on wild animals like skunks, foxes, and coyotes. So when the wild animals abandon their dens, the fleas scatter and can find domesticated pets to suit their needs. Cat fleas can multiply on both dogs and cats, and states that are most common for flea problems are Texas, California, and Florida. So what can we do about fleas? Well, we are about to find out. First, let's see the life cycle of a flea. Fleas are busy, but their life cycle is brief. The average flea can live from a few weeks to several months. They emerge from a cocoon within 1 second and inhabit a host and are feeding on it within 3 seconds. Female fleas can lay 2,000 eggs during her lifespan, or 50 eggs a day, and the incubation time can be just a few days to weeks, depending on the conditions. In ideal conditions, a pair of fleas can produce 2 trillion fleas in about 9 months. The flea eggs can fall off animals into carpets, bedding, cracks in floorboards, and after it emerges, it can jump to find its host. In a larval stage, the immature flea eats the feces of the adult fleas, you know, that dried blood, for about 18 days. And fleas can jump between 8 to 34 inches high, and that's about 150 times their size, or the equivalent of a human jumping about 1,000 feet. So fleas can also jump horizontally an average of 13 inches. And some people wonder how fleas can navigate through hair and fur. Well, they have 3 pairs of legs, and they have hair-like bristles on them to help them maneuver aside from using their back legs for jumping. And fleas like to feast on blood, as you know, and they can suck up to 15 times their body weight in blood every day. Females especially need a steady diet of blood to support their egg-laying capabilities. However, fleas can survive several months without a blood supply. And they are pretty hardy parasite, and they can survive even some freezing conditions. You know, we always thought, well, no fleas after the first frost, but sometimes not so. All right, so when we see a cute little puppy or kitten in the pet store window, we rarely think about the financial commitment to owning pets. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says that the lowball price range pet owners will spend in a 15-year lifespan of their pet is $9,400 to $14,000. The larger dogs will cost much more, as they are prone to ligament injuries requiring surgery. And Americans spend $48 billion on pet food every year, and that's from the Pet Products Association. So the recession has also hit the pet sector during 2009 through 2010, when pet owners cut their pet expenses by about 16%. Now, pharmaceutical pet supplies, also can be very expensive, and veterinarian care rose by 4% over inflation. So the pharmaceutical flea and tick prevention products are expensive but also toxic. On average, depending on the size of your pet, the drugs can range from $39 to $80 on top of your vet visit. So most pet owners are searching for these products online to save money and buying them overseas at about 30% instead. According to the National Resources Defense Council, the chemicals that they use in these pet flea products are alarmingly toxic to pets and humans. The chemicals are known as tetralavorpris or propexor, and young children should not be exposed to these chemicals. However, these chemicals are often used in flea and tick pet collars, sprays, and powders to treat the flea problems. Pets can lick the chemical right off the collar. The chemicals are a nerve toxin affecting the pet and affecting the human nervous system. So if pets get too much of these chemicals, it can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, sweating, and watery eyes. And if the pet becomes poisoned by the chemicals, the symptoms to watch for are muscle twitching, drooling, seizures, and death. According to the Humane Society of the United States, hundreds of pet owners report pet deaths from flea and tick chemicals in pet products and medication every year. And studies report long-term exposure to these chemicals, even in smaller doses, can produce cancer risk to your pets. So, you know, be smart out there. Let's find something safer. And, you know, pets have skin problems due to these pests, and there's lots you can do there. That's pretty much why, you know, I like the natural flea and tick collars and the shampoos and two layers of protection. And then watch the nutrition you give your pet. You might want to put some brewer's yeast in their pet food. I make my own pet food because the commercial stuff's so toxic, but you can put brewer's yeast in there because fleas don't like the taste of a pet's blood with brewer's yeast in it, so they'll leave your pet. Some people use diatomaceous earth, that's fine. Some people dust their pet with garlic powder, that's fine. Just all these natural things that you can try. Nutrition is going to be a big part, too, to keeping your pet healthy, to avoid the itching and the scratching. Try the Power Greens for Pets. It's a powdered mix you just add to pet food, and it covers the nutritional needs because so much of the pet food has no nutrition left in it. Personally, I make my own pet food for my dog. He likes green beans. He likes apples. He likes raw meat. And dogs are supposed to eat their meat raw. In nature, that's how they would eat it. They wouldn't be cooking it on the Barbie. They have the digestive enzymes to deal with the raw meat, and they won't have the parasite problem. So look into that, if you will, because so much of the pet food has waste grain material in it called sorghum. Even your Dynavite has that. So you have natural solutions for your pets as well. Keep them pet and parasite free, pest free, parasite free this summer. You'll all be happier. Go to the powerherbs.com website and check out the Herbs for Pets section. You'll be glad you did. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. Get a free catalog. Sign up for the newsletters. They're free. Be empowered. Have a good weekend. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Oh.